Hey, it's so great to be learning together. Sharei Arat, Tshuva of the Week. And this week I was asked a very, very nice question by one of our congregants who has a CD printer. They want to know, can you start the CD printer before Shabbat and have it run throughout Shabbat? So that's an interesting question. And this gets to the question of our kelim. Are our kelim are allowed to work on Shabbat? In other words, we know we can't work on Shabbat. The Aseret Dibrot say that we have to make sure that we don't work, our animals don't work, or of course all the family members don't work. But doesn't say anything about kelim. That seems to support the opinion of Beit Hillel, who we follow, that our kelim, there's no mitzvah shvitat kelim, our kelim could do work on Shabbat. You can set your devices to before Shabbat to work on Shabbat, and that's fine. And that's what we're used to. That's the way we function, and that's totally fine. The only thing is, what if it makes a lot of noise, like a rechaim? If you have a mill, so does Beit Hillel? Would Beit Hillel agree that that is asur? That's a big machlok between Rabba and Rav Yosef. So machlok rishonim. Maran Shulchan Aruch rules leniently. Rama rules strictly, except in case of great need. And so that's the bottom line. And what does this mean for the CD printer? For the CD printer, it would seem to be for Sfaradim, would seem to be okay. Shvitat kelim even makes a lot of noise. It so happens the congregant said that their CD player does not make a lot of noise. So it seems should be mutar according to all opinions. And what should be the problem? Certainly, even if it made noise, according to Sfaradim, it would be okay. But in this case, it so happens that the CD printer is something that the family explained to me. Yeah, it could break down in the middle of Shabbat, and it may need your attention. So, while technically speaking, it's probably okay, and it's technically difficult to declare it to be asur. Nonetheless, I don't think that it that we have the right to declare it to be asur. We have a rule that we have no right to make gezerot. We live after the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, make gezerot. You can don't do X, let's just come Y. We don't have that right. No, but nonetheless, doesn't seem to be a smart thing to do. I would not declare it mutar. I think it would be perhaps, in the language of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a different context, it's asur to declare it to be mutar. So I think it's a bad idea. You're just asking for trouble if it's something that needs your attention on Shabbat, and therefore I think it should be. I don't think you set it before Shabbat. Even though maybe it's difficult to say, technically it's difficult to declare officially asur, I still think it's a bad idea. You should not set the CD printer before Shabbat, lest you come to fix it. Wishing everybody a great day, and wishing everybody much bracha, much b'yud for the day and the week. Much bracha.